Welcome to the Missouri Net Press Pass. My name's Darren Jobe. With me today, Steve Walsh.
Just Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. I wanted to touch on three things. We're going to keep this.
We should mention that the other people are
hard
tied
charging.
Up. Bob is tied up with it.
Bob's tied up. Brent's tied up. Jessica's tied up.
That's right. Everybody's tied up.
We're very busy.
But I'm here. I happen to be nobody with anything to do. So
I wouldn't portray it that way. But
okay,
yes.
Fair enough.
Let's kick it off with
Good.
First. I was reading Bob's story on Susan Monti. State auditor is suggesting that businesses that collect sales tax would, instead of keeping a portion of that sales tax and then remitting the rest to the state, they would quit doing that. They would just remit the entire amount to the state and not collect any fee because it's required. It's what they're doing, and why should they be?
Yeah, the argument, that is her argument. It says, the state is broke. Okay, we're not broke. I mean, but we can't really afford a lot of extras. And the argument from Susan Monti.
Trying to be creative.
We're looking for ways to raise a little additional revenue. And this is a 2% thing, which it's basically a bit of a break that businesses get. Now, the businesses will argue. For instance, the Chamber of Commerce will argue that the people the Chamber represents, the businesses, are doing this at a cost to the businesses. Remember, you're collecting taxes. So there's a cost involved, the apparatus which is in place. There's a cost involved in collecting taxes. And 2% doesn't really even cover the cost of doing it, but at least it's a little bit back. So the argument is that, yes, if we get a bit of a break on our taxes – really, it's not much of a break.
Sure.
It's really paying us for the work that you're forcing us to do.
And I know
that's the argument the Chamber is giving.
Bob is giving the argument that this isn't really a tax increase. This is
paying what is owed
to begin
with.
This is paying what is owed in the first place and no benefit to the business.
Right, and I think it depends. It's like that old bathroom door argument. You know, how long is a moment? It depends on which side of the bathroom door you're standing.
Yeah.
If you're somebody who's trying to collect revenue, then you're looking at it and saying, why are we giving them a break? Let's take it all. It's ours. They owe it to us. Let's take it. From the business perspective, hey, you're forcing me to do something extra in addition to my work. You should at least compensate me for the extra time. So you can see, I can see both sides of it.
I can totally see both sides.
Absolutely.
I would make the case that a lot of businesses would, if they are ultimately forced to remit the entire sales tax, we'll see prices go up just slightly.
I think generally what we can count on in death and taxes, I think we can count on another thing here is that when a business is forced to absorb more costs for whatever it happens to be, we can be sure that at the end of the day, it will be you and me, the consumers, who are going to pay one way or the other.
It's passed along
that's
to the consumer.
That's the way it works. It's always worked that way. It always will.
I don't know why that seems to go zoom right on past some people, but it does.
It's
it always does. Moving along.
Yes.
Speaking of other mandates, healthcare.
Yeah, healthcare is kind of interesting.
Two different arguments again.
There are two different arguments going on here.
You know, there's almost always two different arguments.
There are sometimes many more. One of the interesting things is that the legislature, our legislature in Missouri, is coming up with some concerns. Really, the legislature, let's be honest from the outset, the legislature in Missouri or any of the other 49 states does not have a say in this. As far as, I mean, they can complain, they can whine and say it's not good, we don't like it, but at the end of the day, I've used that phrase a lot.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter what they think outside of what kind of pressure they can put on our federal lawmakers. If this bill comes back, let's say they go to conference right now, and here's where we stand right now. The Senate has its version, the House has it in Washington. The Senate has its version, the House has its
version. We're not talking about
No, we're not. And either the House will accept the Senate version, or they'll go to conference. They'll come up with a new version, which must go back to both chambers and be voted on by both chambers once again. Because you can't pass two different pieces of legislation. They have to be identical before they can go to the president. The idea is we put pressure on our state legislator, our state, Congress, members of Congress from Missouri, Claire McCaskill, Kit Bond in the U.S. Senate, and then the 9 members of the U.S. House of Representatives to vote no. Now, with the Republicans, it's easy. They're all voting no. Question is, do you get any Democrats to go along with it? If you had a Claire McCaskill, for instance, vote, change her vote. That would be a big difference because in the U.S. Senate, it's very tough to get the 60 votes needed to get anything through.
And She does tend to not necessarily toe the party line on every issue.
25% of the votes she has gone against the party leadership. That's one of those, you know, in Washington, there's people who do surveys on everything.
Sure, sure.
And they found Bond, for the record, just does the same thing against the Republicans 25% of the time. So they're both, can you call them both mavericks?
Yeah, I guess, I kind of like that.
I guess you could. But, you know, the legislature here is very concerned about this, saying this is an unfunded mandate. It's anywhere from $400 million a year, $450 million a year. And the argument is, if Missouri and other states, where we're focusing on our state, Missouri, is forced to pick up the additional cost of providing health coverage to people through the Medicaid program, it's going to have to come from somewhere. Where does it come from? And the argument is we're going to have to cut education, because that is where so much of our money goes. Whether that's true or not, we'll have to wait to see. But this is the argument. And right now, what the legislature is asking Chris Koster, the attorney general, to do is, or at least Eric Schmidt, one of the state senators, has sent a letter. And I believe the lieutenant governor is in on this as well, Peter Kinder, asking our attorney general to join other attorneys general throughout the country. There are maybe a dozen or 16, 17 of them who have already said they're going to challenge certain things about the health care legislation. Maybe it's not ripe yet because we don't have a bill signed by the president.
You think?
Right. But we have an idea where it's going.
And, well, sure.
And there was the Conference of State Legislatures had a conference call this week with some of our senators. And these folks, who are nonpartisan folks, they said, yes, it is revenue neutral to the federal government, but the states will have to pay. Someone has to pay, let's face it. Somebody's going to have to pay for it. If Costco, you have two children, and I give you an extra two children and say, raise them, don't tell me your costs are going to go down.
Okay, you're already raising two.
Well, let's use common sense here for a moment. It will go up. Now, the question is it a good thing? I mean, should we pay more and think it's good for society? And that's an argument. That's a fair argument you can make.
Sure.
But to say it's not going to cost us anything is blatantly untrue. And who's going to pay for it? And this is what the issue is here as far as the our state lawmakers go and dealing with the folks in Washington.
Well, let's turn the corner to directly related to Missouri. Again, revenue is it is every year, but it's the most important thing on the agenda this year. I say as a guy, like, I'm not sitting in the conferences, or
you're not.
No,
that's okay.
But I assume that is.
I try to avoid
them
whenever possible. No, you're talking about like tax credits. That
tax
kind of
credits.
Thing?
Yes. You know, I think this is an issue that Jason Crowell brings up every.
He does,
every session,
and he has another piece of legislation this year. He wants to make tax credits part of the appropriations process. And he said, what does that mean? Well, the appropriations process is the budget bills that we start focusing on, really. They're working on them now, actually, but I mean, we don't hear about them. They're not.
Sure.
They don't become important until about May, because the budget must be presented. That's for the next fiscal year, which begins July 1st. So it'll be 2011 is the one they're working on.
Right.
Which July 1st of this year is the fiscal year, the start of the fiscal year for 2011. And when they're working on that, they have to present that 1 week before the end of the legislative session, which will be in May. It'll be the Friday, the penultimate Friday of the session.
The penultimate Friday.
Yes, that's the one they'll have to present the budget. And they'll get it done. It'll be the Constitution requires that it be a balanced budget. But what Jason Crowell, the senator from Cape Girardeau, is saying is that we shouldn't have tax credits thrown in there. And he likes to criticize the idea of the money, the millions of dollars that have gone to stadium improvements in Kansas City, up in St. Joseph at Missouri Western, the training site for the Kansas City Chiefs, money that went to that, it was a tax credit. And he said, why are we giving this money away? Because if we're giving that money to the Kansas City Chiefs, he sees it as giving taxpayer dollars to a business.
Sure.
And that's his way of looking at it, and that's fine. And others would say, oh, wait a minute now. We're going to get people – right now the training camp of the Chiefs is up in – I think it's in Wisconsin. People are going to Wisconsin. We're going to have people come into Missouri to see the Chiefs. They're going to spend money in hotels. They're going to spend money on food. It's a good thing. So if you're spending 25 and you're getting back 28, it's a good deal. His argument is you're not getting back 20. You're not getting back anything. He doesn't think you're getting back anything on these tax credits, and he wants accountability. I think the accountability thing is something that could fly with a lot of people. They'll say, sure, maybe an annual review of tax credits, whether they are yielding results, might be a good idea. It's going to be very difficult, though, I think, to convince lawmakers to do away with the tax credit process, which is slip it in to a much larger economic development bill. Because he wants you to vote up or down on the individual tax credits, and then you're held accountable.
As opposed to
Darren Jobe voted for that $25 million tax credit for the Kansas City Chiefs.
It stands to reason. I can totally see his argument.
And you can argue, well, no, that was part of a big bill. Also in that bill, I voted for $25 million for
whatever
health care for children.
Yeah.
You know, and you say, well, I had to vote the whole package. And that's the argument that you can make right now. He wants that separated so there's more transparency. I don't know if it's going to pass this year. It's going to be an interesting debate, and he might filibuster some during the course of this session if he doesn't get his way. It's going to be interesting to watch.
Well, there's a lot to be watching. It's starting to get cranking going here. It's a little bit slow start with the weather and the
and we have a holiday, of course, Monday, the Martin Luther King holiday. But
there's going to be a lot of interesting things.
We're going to kick into high gear soon.
That's cool. Well, Steve, thanks for your time. You've been listening to the Missouri Net Press Pass. Next week we will have Bob and Brent joining us again. I think so. I'm going
to
go ahead.
I'll try to be here too.
I'm going to go ahead and commit them now.
Sounds
since
good.
They're not here.
I'll do my darndest to be here.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Okay.
Have a good day.